Salam alaikum. Buenos dias. Bon dia. Guten Tag. Manzakin. Buonasera. Buonasera. It's evening here actually, so good day, wherever you may be. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. And most importantly, I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. Today's podcast is going to be quite brief. Last week, we talked about service. So we talked about the importance of service, how service helps you stay driven. Having a mindset of serving other people helps you stay driven, because in the long run, you realize that you can never outserve people. The easiest thing to do in this world is to serve, because everybody wants to be served. Today, I just want to talk about being yourself. 2022, whatever you want to call this year. This is a year where I think that you should be your authentic self. Why? Allow me to explain to you. Over the past years, we have learned almost everything we've learned throughout our lives, we have been taught by other people. Today, in a conversation with a friend, I told my friend that I believe at a point in every person's life, he or she would have to redefine certain words like love, success, happiness, etc., etc. Why? Because you'd have to be your authentic self. When I first started this podcast was named Authentic or Authentique, which is French for authentic. The reason why I started this podcast was because I did not want to share philosophies of people that I had not understood and accepted or imbibed. I did not want to just say things just because they sound good to the ear. I wanted to share things that I certainly believe. Now, believe me, not everything I share is accurate, because we've lived different lives, we come from different places, and your perspectives are totally different from mine. I do not also believe that my experiences are entirely unique. But I do believe in one thing, which I've shared with my friends over and over again. We might have experienced similar things in life, but the order in which we experience situations in life itself differs. So, someone might say, oh, you know, I've also lost my parents, so I know what it feels like. And to this person, I would say, well, excuse me, well, that is not how it works. What led to your parents leaving, or what led to you losing your parents? What events led to that? After that, after losing your parents, what happened? So most people would say, oh, I suffered. Meanwhile, they suffered with the assurance that if anything should happen, they had a cushion. They had a parachute that they could open. You can't compare the same suffering to somebody else who is suffering without any form of parachute or cushion. So I share with my friends also the importance of having cushions. And if you come from a family where you're privileged to have support systems that will help you in case of danger or in case of any unforeseen calamity, you are very blessed. But this simply means that we are all entirely different. Our way of observing and our way of seeing the world, the lenses through which we see this world, they are different. We are so different. We are fundamentally so different. A story is told of two brothers. One grew up and said, I would never drink alcohol because I saw my mom drink. And the other said, I'm drinking alcohol because I saw my mom drink. One common scenario, two different perspectives. Whatever you are, however you see the world, this year, try to be authentic. You see, towards the end of last year, I found myself apologizing for things I really wasn't sorry for. And I was apologizing just to make peace. And yes, I've learned the art of diplomacy. And I understand it. I totally get it. I'm not saying that do not say sorry when you have to, when it will bring peace. I'm not saying do not be the better person and try to resolve issues. All I'm saying is, be authentic to yourself. If something is genuinely true to you, you don't have to act like it's not. If something doesn't make sense to you, you have to ask questions. If you disagree with something, you don't have to pretend like you agree with it. Even if you don't have to be authentic with anybody, I don't know why my tongue keeps flipping this word. Even if you don't have to be authentic with anybody, you can learn to be authentic with your own self. At the end of the day, there is no greater judge of your actions than your conscience. So, honor your conscience. Of course, you should aspire to be better, to do better, and to have better. Of course, you should aspire to grow. In this process of growth, do not be a hypocrite. Do not tell lies to yourself. And when I talk about hypocrisy, people think I'm talking about acting in an organizational setting about a particular group of people. No. I'm talking about individually. Do not tell lies to yourself. Do not tell lies to yourself because you think it will make people smile. People are people. Do not forget that no matter how much you have in common with other people, your life is different from theirs. Your path is certainly different from theirs. There might be common points or common paths that you take, you tread, or intersecting paths that occur once in a while. But honestly, we all have different paths to follow. Be authentic. Recognize the sufferings you've gone through in life and recognize the privileges that you've also been granted. Be grateful for the blessings that come your way. But do not deny the challenges that are ahead of you. And when anybody tries to make you feel that you're the worst of the worst, that's fine. It doesn't make you what they think you are. You have to define yourself. Like I said, we would have to redefine certain words like love, happiness, success. After all is said and done, the question I'll have to ask you is, when you look at yourself in the mirror, the man or the woman you see, the reflection, are you happy with him? Are you happy with her? I'm not saying if you've attained perfection, but are you happy with the progress you haven't? If you are, then stay authentic. Stay true to your path. This is Prince Tego here. Let me know in what ways you guys stay authentic to yourselves. How do you try to not let group identity erase or erode your personal identity? How do you stay true? How do you set morals and values for yourself that you follow through? I think this is going to be a really interesting podcast or line of questionings. Please feel free to drop your thoughts in the comments, either on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, wherever. As usual, it's an absolute pleasure to share with you. And until I come your way next week, stay safe, take care of yourselves, take care of your loved ones. Bislama. Ciao.